we have never reduced our scholarship funding. As a matter of fact, when we take into consideration scholarship holistically, I would say that we have increased it in the sense that the Turks and Caicos Islands Community College, from our first term in government, became free, not just free to Turks and Caicos Islanders, but also free to British Overseas Territory citizens. That in itself, because it's free, indicates that that's a scholarship for our students. And Mr. Hall, I must give kudos to the young people of the Turks and Caicos Islands. I do remember coming into office and our numbers at the community college, when we take into consideration both campuses, that's Grand Turk and South Caicos. And you would note that we also opened a satellite campus on the island of South Caicos with the intention to also open one on the island of North Caicos very soon. We have increased our numbers from about 252, and we are almost 700 students.
Wow.
Yes, and the key thing is education. Knowledge is key. So we make an effort to ensure that our orientation is inclusive of our parents, so they understand the pathways. I think that is what we have to understand as a country. And as a ministry, we are being intentional to create pathways for our students, so that they are able to choose their careers wisely. And also to know exactly what is available at the college, so that if they want to transition into regional or international scholarships, the opportunity is afforded. But what we have also done, because the key thing is that our children always complain. When I came into the ministry, they complained that, why return? There are no opportunities for us. So again, the intentionality about the internship and apprenticeship program. And each year, Mr. Hall, we provide an opportunity for over 200 students in partnership with the government entities, as well as our private sector, where we encourage our students to work in their field of area, and also they are paid.